producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com. For our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about, the one who holds to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. I'm filling in for Bradley today. He's away doing some business, and I'll let him be sharing that information with you as it comes out. But I'm live from the bunker in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina today, where it is a beautiful day. It is a sunny day, not a soggy day like we've been having, but it is still fairly chilly outside. So I'm happy to be with you. And if you'd like to call in any time during the show, the phone lines are accessible at 1-866-582-9933. That's 1-866-582-9933. We'll ask you to stick to the topic because we don't do Chinese buffet here. It is not, as a popular conservative talk show host has, it is not, the free-for-all Friday here, or the free-for-all Monday, for that matter of fact. But if you'd like to call in and join us, please stick to the topic. You can find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you'd like to follow us on Facebook, we'd like to have you do that as well, Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. You can also follow Bradley and see what's going on in the ministry that he has. Just look up Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean, on Facebook, and also Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Again, want to just give a shout-out to David Sanders. David Sanders was the winner of that beautiful knife, worth $750 from any hammered knives. And David has not got back in touch with us. So, David, if you are happening to listen, head over to Sons of Liberty Media. There's a contact button at the top. Give our office a call so we can get that knife out to you, 1-866-233-0747, or fill out the form there and send us a message. We want to get that in your hands as soon as we can. Speaking of sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want to speak with you today about the stuff that's going on following this Super Bowl, okay? And I'm going to do that after I just point you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com over a couple of articles that we have posted. One of those I had up from the other day, I got to tell you, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. A suicide bomber is sucked out of a plane after he apparently detonated a bomb, but he was the only casualty. And we have the video of the aftermath of that. Somebody on the plane is videoing, and it is surreal to see the response of the people. They're just kind of looking like, when are we going to land? A couple of them have the little oxygen mask on and stuff, and it's just a surreal video footage there. This plane was leaving out of Saudi Arabia. And you just got to check it out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check out the suicide bomber who was sucked out of the plane. Also, we have Utah Fusion Center propagandized the cops, the police, to watch out for Gadsden flags, three percenters, oath keepers, all this kind of stuff, just ahead of the burial of Lavoy Finicum. They did it even though they stated there is no credible threat, and acknowledging that the symbols that they're pointing out to the cops are often used as the patriotic groups and they're part of our history. I don't know what to say. We're going to talk about that in the second half of the show. But as Bradley has often told you, those who've been elected to serve the people are turning against the people. And it's high time the people, and this is what's really going to get on my, under my skin here here shortly. It's high time the people quit politicking. The election season has already started, and I'm sick of the politicking. I'm sick of it on both sides. Because you look at these guys' records, really look at them. Okay? It doesn't matter who you're pulling for. Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Donald, it doesn't matter who you're pulling for. There are plenty of things to point out where each of these guys are not doing what they're supposed to. I heard at the top of the break issue for Mr. Cruz, and he said a lot of good things. He's done a lot of good things. So let me preface that. There are a lot of things I support him in. I don't support him in his presidential run, but I'll tell you this. He talks about, I'll do what I said, dude. He missed the vote on auditing the Fed. These guys are running, so there were three senators running for president. And Marco Rubio has a terrible voting record as far as showing up for votes. But they're out politicking for an office, but they're not fulfilling their job to be there at the votes. In fact, the only guy I know who was doing that was Rand Paul. Now he's out. He was actually being there for his votes. Love him or hate him, he was there to do his job. And both Rubio and Cruz are still senators. They are still there to vote on behalf of the people on these issues. They can't. You say, well, they're running for president. Well, so was Rand Paul. But he made the votes. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Mitch McConnell, under the cover, not of darkness, but of snow, a snowy blizzard, sponsored a bill that claims to attack the Islamic State, but it gives all power to the executive branch to utilize the military any time they feel like it in the advancement of that cause, whether it is overseas or whether it's domestic. Now, folks, we're getting into some dangerous territory here, because the military, which the Constitution says is supposed to be around for 2 years for a specific purpose, and then it has to be renewed, and they've continued to do that. We've continued to have a standing army, when I don't think that was the focus of our forefathers at all. In fact, as I shared with you last week, it is a bane to liberty. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the DHS has been ordered to scrub records of Muslim terrorists while they violate our civil rights. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk a little bit about the Super Bowl and the commercials. Stay with us.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. The Super Bowl. I'll just tell you, I really don't get into watching Caesar's Circus. It takes our eyes off the ball, no pun intended. Even though the team right up the road from me here, the Carolina Panthers, were involved. I'm not against people playing football. I'm not against sports. I think there are plenty of things that can be learned from that. Working as a team. I think there are good things that I used to learn as a kid and as a teenager. I was in school sports and all these things. So understand, my argument is not against that. But the commercials for the Super Bowl seem to be more popular than the Super Bowl itself. Millions of dollars are spent. And why do you think? I think Mark Dice has it. I'm going to try to get an article tonight on sonsoflibertymedia.com in which he talks about how these companies, they do their research and they do their marketing in such a way that they know what it takes to get you to buy their product. No longer are we told how good a product works and what it does and these kinds of things, and that's enough to make an assessment. We have to give the visual aids. We use scantily clad women. We use things that appeal to our senses rather than our minds. And so that's where a lot of these commercials end up going. One of those commercials was from Doritos. And I happened to see it only because there were articles submitted, there are things being written on it. And during the video, there is a woman who is receiving an ultrasound, and her husband has a bag of chips, Doritos chips, and he's eating them. And as they're showing the ultrasound, he puts the chip down towards the woman's tummy. And you can see the baby respond on the ultrasound like he's trying to get the chip. It's kind of comical. And she gets mad at him for doing that. After doing it a couple of times, she grabs a chip and throws it across the room. And immediately the ultrasound shows the baby move to for what would be a birth because he wants to get the Dorito chip. There is some comedy there, don't get me wrong. It's good marketing as far as pushing their product. And one of the things that the video did, though, was it portrayed that baby in the womb as a baby. And that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. And we had a pro-abortion group, NARAL, which stands for, or which used to call itself, the National Abortion Rights Action League. They've sort of done this twist on things now, kind of like the ACLU. They used to have communism in their name. And they were angry about this because it presented the baby as a baby, not as a piece of flesh, not as a piece of tissue, not as just a thing, but as a baby, a human. And they were outraged. And they claimed that Doritos was using anti-choice tactic of humanizing fetuses. How dare they? Well, many conservatives and many Christians took to their typewriters, their modern-day typewriters, their keyboards, their radio shows, and said, we'll stick it to NARAL. Go buy Doritos. Now, friends, let's be clear here. Okay? Let's be real clear here. While many conservatives will go out today and buy bags and bags of Doritos to stick it to Planned Parenthood, stick it to these groups, and say, here, take that. I want to remind you something. Doritos is under the umbrella of Frito-Lay, who, quote-unquote, according to FamilyCouncil.org, uses fetal cells from aborted babies to test food additives. Let me say it again. According to FamilyCouncil.org, the parent company of Doritos, Frito-Lay, uses fetal cells from aborted babies to test food additives. Now, I want to tell you something. This came out in the news last year and the year before regarding Pepsi and using murdered babies' cells to flavor drinks that Pepsi was producing. And other food manufacturers were doing the same. And I have pointed out, just as Bradley has, about Deuteronomy 28. And in Deuteronomy 28, part of the judgment of God is the people would eat the fruit of their own womb. And if you don't think it's true, look back to 70 AD, read Josephus, a Jewish historian who was not a Christian believer, but he wrote about women who were so hungry, they took their babies and they boiled them and they cooked them and they ate them. And when the people could smell it because they were so hungry, they would try to hunt that smell down to take that baby and consume it for themselves. And America isn't even under a siege, per se, like Israel was under Rome. We're just in the midst of our sin. And look at what God is bringing in judgment upon us. He is allowing our own sin to overtake us. How many of us have consumed the very babies that we claim to be angry about? How many women have put on the makeup that is made from the cells of murdered children? I want you to think about that. It's part of the judgment of God. And I say, Go on, buy into the quote-unquote conservative propaganda about sticking it to Planned Parenthood by purchasing your Doritos, but it's a lie. You're just being played to support what you claim to abhor. By the way, Doritos also supported sodomites, too. You remember that? Remember that little spiel that came out? They supported the sodomites, too. That's something that Christians claim they're against, too. And I have to ask you this question, guys. Consider also, before I ask the question, other companies under Frito-Lay, Tostitos, also sponsor Planned Parenthood. They sponsor it. You can stop it. Buy another brand. A brand that doesn't support that stuff. But I want to ask you something, Christians and conservatives in America. You claim you're upset with this stuff, and you're wondering why the country is descending into decadence and under the judgment of God. And I have to tell you, look in the mirror. Examine yourself. Now, if you're angry with me right now, you're probably one that needs to look in the mirror. If you're not, you've already seen these things. I'm not talking to you. But if you're angry with me, I want to ask you a question. Just as the Apostle Paul asked those that he loved, have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? I'm not condemning you. Only Christ can do that. He is the judge of all men. But I am telling you that you know what's right and wrong. And now you have the information. What will you do with it? Will you continue to support these people and listen to the professed conservatives who try to lead us down this path of quote-unquote conservatism, which I'm looking for people to define that for me. Why don't we just call ourselves Christian? If we had a Christian foundation, which we did, and if we had Christian principles, and those principles were based upon the law of God in the Bible, then my question is this. Why don't conservatives call themselves Christians and refer to the law of God whenever they see a problem? Why don't they do that? Why are they scared to name the name of Christ in that kind of fashion? To quote the scriptures as the background for why they believe what they believe. And be careful, because politicians, we're seeing them now. We're seeing them now. They bring it out. They bring out the Bible. They bring out the Bible verses. And they want to try to lure that Christian vote in. Be careful. Look at their record. Look at their character. And do the right thing. Do what's right before God because it's right, not because it's politically expedient. On the next segment, we're going to take up this issue about the Utah Fusion Center on the other side of the break.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Final shout out, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to give you just a couple of things to pick up from what we were at before the break, and then we're going to go into this issue about what was put out by this Utah Fusion Center to propagandize the police. Keep your comments, again, to the topic that we're going to be on. But look, as far as the Doritos issue and things of that nature, my appeal mainly is to those who call themselves Christian, those who are against the abortion industry, those who say they stand against sodomy. Don't be fooled by the propaganda that you will hear, even from conservative outlets. Don't be fooled by that. Do your own homework. It doesn't take much to figure out who's funding what. And I would suggest when you go to the grocery store and you want to purchase some chips or something like that, purchase some of these mom and pop outlets. Purchase some of these companies that maybe not have as big a name as Doritos. They can't throw millions of dollars behind commercials. In fact, you can go online. I was doing a little research before the show. You can go online. You can find banned Doritos commercials. And some of them are just, they're downright pornographic, at least in what they're insinuating. And you have to pay attention to this, people. I'll tell you straight up. on Sons of Liberty Media, whenever we have an ad that comes in that somebody informs us about, because we restrict a lot of the ads for risque stuff, sexual content, and all of these kinds of things. If something is true, if somebody is kind enough to inform us, because all we have is an ad code, we go directly to our guys and we shut that off. We cut it off because we don't want it being part of our site. We want it shut off. And we're constantly working to make sure those things do not get through. And many conservative outlets will have, I mean, my goodness, some of them don't give you a lot of imagination as to what they are showing. But I'll tell you, behind the scenes, we're working to try to cut that off. And there are companies who seek to subvert us. There's no question about it. But I want to get on to something else, because this is very important as well. And that is the Utah Fusion Center, who propagandized cops to watch out for Gadsden flags, 3% insignias, and Oath Keepers ahead of the funeral of Lavoy Finicum. Now, if you'll recall, Lavoy Finicum was gunned down. I believe he was murdered. I think the video, I think we need some sound to understand what was going on specifically around that. But there's no question in my mind that man was murdered. And people say, well, he was reaching. Well, I want to ask you something. If you go out in the situation that he's in and you're reaching for a pistol, I want to ask you something. Why didn't the man come out with a pistol? Huh? Why didn't he come out with a gun? Because he wasn't reaching. He was responding to being shot with his hands up. Again, I call your attention back to how do these guys operate? The violent ones are from the government. And again, you've heard it over and over, Waco, Ruby Ridge, pick your particular scenario. The violent ones come from the government. You say, well, they were armed. Okay, fine. You heard that thing about the Second Amendment? Says the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Didn't say what time of day, where they were, or any of that other stuff. Shall not be infringed. But you're being propagandized that because they had guns and they wanted to take a constitutional stand and they chose this refuge to do it, which nobody was even at, somehow, they're mean and nasty. They're bad guys. I want you to think about that real close. Because the people who are angry about that are the very people who are going to bow their knee to the beast. And make no mistake about it, the government of the United States has become a beast. They're a criminal and tyrannical against the people of the United States, the people they're supposed to be the servants of, the people they're supposed to serve under the limited guidance of the Constitution. And the people have not rose up in decades to put them in their place. And it's coming, though. It's coming. I don't like the thought of it, but it is coming. But to get to our point, this Fusion Center, which is known as the Utah Statewide Information and Analysis Center, which is funded by the Department of Homeland Security, so we can say, though it bears the name Utah, it really is a federal entity because it gets federal dollars. Ahead of the funeral of Lavoy Finicum, who was laid to rest on Friday in Kibab, Utah, issued a warning, and they warned local police to be on the lookout for 3%ers, Gadsden flags, Oath Keepers, and a number of other insignias that they showed, which you can see on sonsoflibertymedia.com directly from their press release. Or not from their press release, excuse me. This was an unclassified, but it was restricted to certain people. Okay? And here's what they said. The Fusion Center warned, quote, extremists may utilize such a high-profile funeral for media attention or to further ideological beliefs. Do you think the Fusion Center was using this funeral to push further ideological beliefs? Like that these insignias really are part of domestic terrorism? Do you think that could be the case? Now listen, they're saying they may utilize this for that. They assume it, but they plant that seed in the minds of those who are supposed to be serving the people, not worrying against them. And if you're part of local police out there, sheriff's department, or any of that other stuff, in Oregon, you want to call in 1-866-582-9933. You want to speak out against it? Fine, speak out against it. But the fact of the matter is, this center was planting in your minds the fact that these people may be a threat, that they may be domestic terrorists, and they want to further their ideological beliefs, which, according to what we heard from Ammon Bundy, and I'm going to tell you, I'm no fan of Mormonism, so I'm not going to go there. But when he talked about the Constitution and the Fed's issue of the land grab, he's right on. He's right on. And I'll support him in that. And he never once acted violently, even though he carried a gun. But the same bulletin these people put out said this: no credible threats to law enforcement are present at this time. So if there's no credible threats to law enforcement at the time, why are you putting out propaganda against those who haven't threatened you? Just think about that a second. The Utah Statewide Information and Analysis Center is not that. They should be called the Utah Statewide Propaganda Center, the arm of the Obama administration under the Department of Homeland Security, and don't think it stops with Obama. You people who think that this election is going to stop this if you vote Republican, you're part of the problem. You're part of the problem. Bradley talked the other week about the two-party system and how the framers of the Constitution despised that because they knew it would polarize us and pit us against one another. And frankly, I got to tell you, this whole idea that we're hearing now because we're vetting people from the Republican Party and saying, well, you shouldn't be biting them, you shouldn't be attacking them, it's vetting. It's vetting. And the whole idea that Reagan said his 11th commandment, which he said you don't attack other conservatives, was wrong. It was wrong. A lot of good things Reagan did. A lot of bad things Reagan did. That was wrong. If your guy gets off, if your political idol gets off the ball, gets his eye off the ball, and starts politicking, let me tell you something. If you don't call him out, you're a coward. Because you will end up voting as you always have, voting your fears rather than your principles. Well, such and such is going to win. That's fine. When you get in the voting booth, everybody else around you and all the conservative pundits and me and anybody else don't see how you vote. Only God does. And I ask you, do you vote your faith, what you say you believe, or do you vote your fear? And too many times I see real strong theological minds give us this fear-mongering about how we vote. And I want to tell you something. When you see articles on Sons of Liberty Media that I write or other contributors have that might seem like fear-mongering, the idea is to give you the information. It is not to make you fearful. It is to make you strong and informed so that you can fight the Goliath who's before you. Now, what are you doing with the information? Are you cowering in fear? God said time and time again, Jesus said time and time again, don't fear. But this is the fear the Utah Fusion Center is putting in law enforcement's minds. We'll pick it up on the other side of the break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Welcome back. Final segment here at Sons of Liberty Media or SonsLibertyRadio.com. We're talking about this issuance of, some documents here to propagandize local law enforcement there out in the area of Utah. Concerning the burial of Lavoy Finicum, it was just ahead of that, which happened on Friday. And they were pointing out that there could be potential threats from groups who have Lavoy Finicum on their, something to do with that on their vehicle or on their dress. Oath Keepers, Three Percenters, Gadsden Flags, Sovereign. The Sovereign Citizen Movement. And I don't agree with everything in the Sovereign Citizen Movement, so don't think that's what I'm going after. But there's a lot of truth in some of the things that come out of that. And the issue is, who's been made out the enemy? Who's been made the enemy? We're in 2016. And I want to take you back just a second, and I'm going to culminate in the scriptures, what I'm telling you here. I like to bring it to a head so that we grasp what we're to do as the people of God. And here's what it is. This Utah Fusion Center stated, even after they said there's no credible threat, okay? From any of these groups that they mentioned, here's what they said. Caravans of individuals traveling to the funeral services may be comprised of one or more armed extremists. Well, one is being armed is not a crime. In fact, I'll just tell you right openly. Again, I'm no friend of Islam. But a guy being armed is not necessarily, who might be Muslim, is not necessarily a violation of the law. Okay? Unless he's got something in his mind that he's going to go do, and he's about to engage in it or has engaged in it, that's not against the law. But the Fusion Center bulletin goes on to say, law enforcement should remain vigilant and aware that confrontation with these potentially volatile persons, even though they have no threat, right? But they're calling them potentially volatile persons, may include more than one individual. These individuals may adhere to a sovereign citizen ideology and may not recognize law enforcement as a legitimate authority. And then they show some of the logos and things, whether they're tags or whatever, that are a part of that. Many of these have been obtained, guess what, folks? Lawfully. You'll see a vehicle identification card. You'll see license plate tags that have been obtained lawfully because these guys learned what was going on in the law and started exercising their authority in that matter. You know, Hosea writes, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and many Americans are destroyed. I've got a dear friend, a brother in the Lord, who I spent over a decade with planting a church in North Carolina. And he sits in his house and he is, from what doctors say, days away from his faith being made sight. Why? To some extent, knowledge is withheld about how to deal with cancer. Knowledge is withheld by our government of how to deal with cancer. Okay? And the same thing happens with this. The knowledge is not there among the people here in the United States. Neither the church nor the unbelievers here in the United States. And it's just as bad for both. But the church, we're supposed to be carrying the light. And the report goes on and it says this. It's for official use only, but it was listed as unclassified. And it says, while no credible threats to law enforcement are present at this time, armed extremists are expected to travel through Utah. Some of which may see this event as a tipping point and potentially shift toward more violent action. But again, there's no credible threats. The assumptions are there. Now, I want to read to you real quickly, because we're right at the end of the show. I want to read to you real quickly what Mike German, a former FBI agent who infiltrated certain groups, they call them far right, according to Reuters, in the 1990s, far right groups. He objected to this, and here's what he said, quote, I always try to look at these alerts from the perspective of the police officer on the street. What will the officers know after reading this that they didn't know before? Here, all they know is to be afraid if they see a Gadsden flag, which could result in an unnecessarily hostile encounter, exactly right, that would increase the chances of violence. Exactly right, because it's propaganda. He goes on, there's nothing here that would help them correctly identify someone who held these beliefs, understand what might trigger hostile reactions, or how to talk to them in a way that would diffuse any unnecessary tension. He's also worried that the bulletin, quote, improperly implies holding such beliefs makes them dangerous. Those things stand for patriotism, for upholding the law, not for defying it. And he says that he thinks it's, quote unquote, perfectly reasonable for the Fusion Center to make law enforcement aware of the situation regarding the Oregon standoff and police shooting and how the upcoming funeral at the time might make those out-of-state events more pertinent to law enforcement needs and officer safety. But says that the report's approach is, quote, unhelpful because it is overgeneralized in describing a threat and lacking in any useful advice. It seems almost like cover your behind so they can say, we warned them if anything bad happens. That's exactly what it is, but it is propaganda. It is propaganda. And let me tell you something. It is to scare them. That way they have one of these confrontations, just like Lavoie Finicum. It was one of those things. They had set these guys up, and there's no doubt in my mind that the guys who were there have been propagandized to think that this guy was just going to come out guns blazing and everything else, and when he didn't do it, the guy reacted, shot him. It may have been purposeful that he was set to do that. I'm not saying that. I don't know the guy's mood. I don't even know who the guy is. I saw it on the video. But I want to tell you this, and I want to get to it before we close out the show. God told Joshua in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, he told him this. And this applies to this as well as it does to the politics that we talked about before. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do all according to the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or the left that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Folks, over and over and over and over through the scriptures, God tells us don't be scared. When you read about Muslim terrorists on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, when you read about the economic collapse on there, we are not doing it to scare you. We are doing it to warn you, to prepare for those things, to deal with them accordingly. And when you're dealing with unbelievers, the first thing that we have to keep in mind is our weapons are not carnal. No, they're not. Even though I'm a big gun fan, they're not carnal. They're mighty through God at tearing down strongholds, okay, specifically in the minds of people. And we do that with the gospel, with the law of God, with the word of God. That's our first assault front, if you will. They are spiritual weapons. That doesn't count. Or negate the fact that we have physical weapons to defend. The second thing is, don't fear. Don't fear. In fact, cowards in the book of Revelation are the first ones listed as being in the lake of fire. We should not be cowards. Our King, King Jesus, has been victorious over sin, death, and the grave. Okay? He is ruling and reigning now. He said that we should pray that his kingdom come on this earth and his will be done, God's will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. That is the opposite of what the modern church preaches about, oh, we're going to be raptured. It's the last days and we're going to have all this kind of stuff. And, you know, playing Bible ping pong to string along a story that has no credibility when you go to the context of the scriptures. Now, you believe Jesus is king, and he is conquering and subduing all his enemies under his feet until the time of the end, 1 Corinthians 15, or you don't. I say, church, let's charge hell with a water pistol and the gospel of Jesus Christ, and let's win the day. 23 hours, Bradley will be back with you. We'll talk to you then. See ya.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.